ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Thousands of football fans descending upon Las Vegas this Super Bowl Sunday. ABC's Alex Stone is there.
It's a sea of red here today. All the Chiefs and 49ers jerseys in their respective shades of red. After 2 weeks of buildup with events here in Las Vegas, really a year of buildup locally since the end of the last Super Bowl in Arizona, they are ready to go. Security is tight. Fans getting ready to go into Allegiant Stadium this afternoon. Alex Stone, ABC Sports, Las Vegas.
Rallying in South Carolina, GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump saying if he returns to the White House, he'd encourage Russia to attack NATO allies who don't pay their bills. The NTSB and FAA now investigating after the helicopter went down in California, the Nevada border, south-southwest of Las Vegas. All six on board killed. U.S. Central Command says its forces conducted several self-defense strikes Saturday, hitting two unmanned surface vessels and three mobile anti-ship cruise missiles in the Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen. This is ABC News. An Oklahoma judge is stepping down days before she was set to go on trial in a special court, accused of sending hundreds of text messages to her bailiff while presiding over a murder trial involving the death of a toddler. ABC's Jacqueline Lee reports.
District Judge Tracy Soderstrom, who was suspended with pay, now stepping down after only a year on the bench. In October, the Chief Justice recommended Soderstrom be removed following an investigation that found she exchanged more than 500 texts and emojis with a bailiff, including, "This is dumb," during the state's direct examination of a witness. Soderstrom was presiding over the trial of a man convicted last June of second-degree manslaughter in the death of his girlfriend's 2-year-old son.
Authorities in Tennessee are intensifying their search for the suspect accused of killing one officer and wounding another during a traffic stop. The suspect's brother and girlfriend are under arrest. Both have been charged with being accessories after the fact. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Kraft Mac and Cheese, Deluxe Box, 24 ounces, $4 each. Allegra Egg Noodles, 16-ounce bag, $1.25. Cedar Crest Ice Cream, $5.50 a scround. McCain Early Risers Bacon, Egg, and Cheese, 3.7 pounds, $14 each. Tostino's Party Pizzas, $1.50 each, buy 9, get 1 free. Lamb Wesson Gourmet Onion Rings, 32 ounces, $8.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jake South Road, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City. It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Tranquil weather conditions across the region this morning. That is likely going to continue for a couple more days. We'll have some occasional patches of sunshine, but some clouds rolling through as well. And the wind's not overly strong. So if you want to get out and about, really not too bad the next couple of days. Chilly in the nights and early mornings, and then warming a good 10 degrees above normal during the afternoons. Now, we are watching the potential of a somewhat stronger front to move through Wednesday night and Thursday. Could bring some precipitation across the region, possibly even a small snow accumulation depending on what time of day it comes through. Another system could slide south of Wisconsin Friday, perhaps grazing us with a bit of snow, although the better chance looks to be down toward the Wisconsin-Illinois border. Some colder weather poised to move in for next weekend as well, with temperatures actually settling back to right around normal for a change. So today, look for cloud cover mixed with some occasional patches of sunshine. High temperature in the upper 30s. Northwest wind turning westerly at 5 to 13. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow should be partly sunny and mild, high reaching about 42. West wind close to 10, becoming northwest. As we head into Tuesday, partly cloudy, low 24, high about 38. Wednesday, partly sunny and mild, low 23, high 43. Small chance of snow showers Wednesday night. Thursday, cloudy with a 40% chance of light snow, possibly mixed with a little rain. Low 28 with a high of 37. Friday, mostly cloudy and cooler, small chance of snow showers. Low 20 with a high of 30. And Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy and chilly. Low 14 with a high of 28. Have yourself a great day out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It is a partly cloudy, it's 28 degrees, which actually is our low so far for the day. Yesterday, we had a high of 41 and no precipitation. Record high for this day set back in 1999 at 60, while a record low of 22 below was set all the way back in 1895. Last year on this day, our high was 48 and our low was 18. Sunset today will be at 5:27, sunrise tomorrow at 7:04. Well, no precipitation. The barometer dips slightly to 30.9, and we have light winds out of the west at 3 miles per hour. Again, a partly cloudy 28 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Morning News Today is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello friends, Ellie here from Chet's. I don't know about your birds, but ours have been loving this winter of white snow and the crunch of Chet's delicious birdseed. Stop down and grab a bag of sunflower seeds and Chet's Special. Suet cakes are buy 12, get one free. We even have corn and shell nuts for the squirrels, too. And as always, thank you for supporting our small business, because without you, there wouldn't be us.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Hendricks. A Wisconsin legislator is looking to change the standards for what warrants an emergency alert for children. Last October, 5-year-old Prince McCree was reported missing, but a statewide Amber Alert was never issued following his disappearance because his case didn't meet the criteria for one. The child was later found dead in a dumpster. Now Milwaukee State Senator LaTanya Jackson has brought forward a bill to allow alerts for missing kids that don't meet the conditions for an Amber Alert. Should the bill become law, a silver alert would go out for a child incapable of returning home without assistance, or if the child is under 10 years old. Silver alerts currently apply to missing adults with a developmental disability or dementia, or who don't have access to needed medications. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has complied with court orders and voted to tell the more than 1,800 local clerks who run elections in the battleground state that they can accept absentee ballots that are missing parts of a witness's address. The Wisconsin State Journal reports the commission voted 5-1 Thursday to adopt the new guidance for absentee ballot envelopes with a missing address. The Republican-controlled legislature and the conservative group Priorities USA have appealed a pair of court rulings affecting absentee ballots, which could result in even more changes in election rules prior to the November presidential election. Each of the last two presidential elections in Wisconsin was decided by fewer than 23,000 votes. Names of Democratic and Republican presidential preference primary candidates are now finalized following action of the Wisconsin Supreme Court and by a request from a Republican candidate for removal from the ballot. Last week, the Wisconsin Elections Commission sent to county clerks the finalized, certified list of Democratic and Republican candidates who qualified to have their names appear on the presidential preference primary ballot. As a reminder, the WEC does not decide the candidates who will appear on the presidential preference primary ballot. Placement of presidential candidates on the primary ballot is decided by Wisconsin's Presidential Preference Selection Committee and any applicable court decisions. State law also provides selected candidates the ability to decline to appear on the primary ballot. The certified Democratic candidates are Joe Biden and Dean Phillips, and they will appear in that order on the ballot. The certified Republican candidates are Chris Christie, Vivek Ramaswamy, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, and Donald Trump, and they will appear in the order of that on the ballot. Ballot order is determined by random selection in accordance with state statute. After Phillips petitioned the Wisconsin Supreme Court to have his name included on the Democratic ballot for the presidential preference primary, the court ruled February 2nd that Phillips' name should be added. The final certified list of Republican candidates does not include Asa Hutchinson, who was selected by the Presidential Preference Selection Committee in January after the WEC received a request from Hutchinson to remove his name from the ballot in accordance with the state statute. Wisconsin's Presidential Preference Selection Committee consists of legislators and members of the Democratic and Republican parties. A bipartisan bill to ban deepfake audio and video from political ads in Wisconsin is moving through the state's legislature. Rice Lake Republican Senator Romaine Quinn had a committee hearing Thursday.
I know there was an ad during the New Hampshire primary on the presidential side that had artificial intelligence in the ad, and I think disclosure is going to be more and more incredibly important as we try to wrangle the potential impacts of this.
This is kind of that starting point that I think everybody can agree we should get in place ahead of this year's election that isn't going to be overly burdensome, that isn't going to go too far. Maybe it doesn't go far enough, we'll see, but it's a good place to start.
The bill would impose $1,000 fines on the makers of ads that use artificial intelligence but don't disclose it. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
The Orion Church in Richland County. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the 1986 Richland County History Book, submitted by Gene Matthews Gibbs, the first white settlers in the town of Orion was Thomas Matthews Sr., born 1814 in Tennessee, who came in October of 1842 with his father-in-law, John R. Smith, to establish the village of Richmond, now Orion. Matthews operated a ferry across the Wisconsin River at Muscatine until 1870, when the old Muscatine Bridge was built. An heirloom in the Matthews family is the bell used on that ferry. That bell is now displayed at the Muscatine Library in its history room. In 1845, at the Matthews home, the first religious services in town were held, and from this meeting, the Orion Church had its beginnings. The church building was first used as a schoolhouse. When a new school was site purchased, the building then was bought by Mr. Peter Bob, who donated the church for its purposes as long as it remained a church. Although church services are not held regularly at this time, north of the church is the Cedar Mound Cemetery, the first of Richland County. Some of the Matthews and Smith families are buried there. Music? It was used in an old pump organ. The Orient Church, it has many memories. The pulpit and pews, they're original, as well as the oil lamps. In the back of the pulpit, there's a picture of Mr. and Mrs. Peter Bob. A large, well-worn Bible lies on the pulpit. A placard, it's under the motto that's this on a statement, Clark A. Cohey, dated 1933. Then, 80 years of age, stating that he attended the church services here as a child and that his parents were members in 1857. The church was heated by a stove that stood in the center of that 35 by 20 foot auditorium. Pews alongside the shorter then rested to accommodate the stove. The Orient Church is considered to be the oldest still standing in Richland County. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering the Hub City Bog.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. A perfect gift for your sweetheart this month is a membership to the Richland County Historical Society. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment Number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisor Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisor Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
Today is Sunday, February 11th. Geraldine Ann Jerry Mormon Harper, 76 of Viroqua, died January 16th at her daughter's home in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held this afternoon from 1 to 4 at her childhood home in La Crescent, Minnesota. Geraldine Ann Jerry Mormon Harper, 76 of Viroqua. Hope E. Conkle, 78 of Jefferson, died on February 3rd at Alden Estates of Jefferson. Friends may call this afternoon from 2 to 4 at the Olson Gibson Funeral Home in Jefferson. Friends may also call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Monday from 11 to 1. Burial will take place in the Richland Center Cemetery. Hope E. Conkle, 78 of Jefferson. John Roland Fry, 56 of Menasha, formerly of Lime Ridge, died Wednesday at Bethel Assisted Living in Menasha. A celebration of life will be held by the family at a later date. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements for John Roland Fry, 56 of Menasha, formerly of Lime Ridge. Phyllis Elaine Finer, 99 of Spring Green, died February 3rd. A funeral mass will be held on Tuesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green. Burial will be in the church cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green on Monday from 4 to 6, while friends may also call the St. John's Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's Catholic Church. Phyllis Elaine Finer, 99 of Spring Green. Doris A. Brown, 85 of Blue River, died Friday at Boscobel Care and Rehab. A celebration of life will be held on Sunday, February 25th from 1 to 4 at Boscobel Bowling Banquet. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Friends of Blue River. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements for Doris A. Brown, 85 of Blue River.
Hello friends, Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the Lifetime Powertrain Warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback family dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback family dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
This morning's birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. From infants to men's size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be. A good handful for birthday and anniversary wishes going out on this Sunday, February 11th. Starting off, happy birthday to the following people on behalf of the Richland Center Lions. Happy birthday to Michael Nitka, Hannah Young, Brandon Jack, Clara Hope Turner, Brian Jelenic, Rachel Turgeson, and Brad Walsh. Happy birthday to Brian Jelenic, Michaela Kinney, Melissa Maribelli, and Rowan McKenna from the Muscadet Blue River and Evoke Lions. The Unified United Methodist Church would like to wish Kathy Richardson, Bryce Hodge, and Nolan Hodge a happy birthday. Happy birthday today to Ed Chitwood, Doug Nelson, and Katie Eggleston, from the Little Willow Birthday Club. Happy birthday on behalf of the Richland Center Primary School to Alondra Cotorubio. Happy birthday to Ed Chitwood and Mark Cooey from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy birthday as well to Tim Lund from Five Points Lutheran Church. Happy birthday to Mark Turner. See him around any pig and you will know it's him from a friend. Happy birthday to Linda Kidd from the Mick Memorial Park Board. Thanks for everything you do at the park. You're so appreciated. Happy birthday to my beautiful wife, Linda Kidd from Jay. Happy birthday to Mark Turner, the best brother-in-law from Pete, Robin, Hunter, Brittany, John, JB, and Austin. Happy birthday to Eddie Chitwood, the best brother. I hope your day is wonderful from your sister on Ash Ridge. Happy birthday to Alan Bradley, retiree Linda Kidd from also retired 18101. Happy birthday to Jolene Unbahan from Uncle Carson and Aunt Carol. Happy birthday to cousin Bruce Novak, the Ridge Farmer from cousin Charlene. Happy anniversary today to Marty and Connie Brewer, Jody and Heather Cornell, Tom and Alice Iverson, and Ray and Mary Jennings from the Bloom City Town Crier. Also happy anniversary to Jody and Heather Cornell from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Happy anniversary to my amazing husband, Marty Brewer, all my love, Connie. Also, happy anniversary to Alice and Tom Iverson in Arkansas, who are renewing their vows today, from Linda and Melvin Felton. To all of you celebrating that big day, be it a birthday or anniversary, we hope it is a great one. From all of us here at WRCO and from The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price. WRCO Sports is sponsored this morning by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center. Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks. A busy day for high school sports yesterday as Phil Nee has a look back at Saturday's postseason wrestling held in Richland Center.
Richland Center hosted a WIAA Division II regional on Saturday. 13 teams were involved, and when all is said and done, Prairie du Chien was the top team, scoring 295 points. Gail Ettrick-Trempolo, Melrose Mindoro with 243.5. Mauston Nisita was third with 208.5. River Valley fourth with 132. And Richland Center was fifth with 121 among the 13 teams. For River Valley, four wrestlers will advance to next weekend's individual sectional. They include Noah Radke, Mason Schulte, Wyatt Knockreiner, and Blake Brickle. Five Richland Center wrestlers make it to the next level: Ethan Haiti, Mason Jelenic, Cole Brenninger, Teague Perkins, and Braden Kleppe. Prairie du Chien and GET Melrose Mindoro will advance to the WIAA team sectional on Tuesday night, which will be hosted by River Valley. At 106 on Saturday, Colton Koss of GET Melrose Mindoro is first, Hunter Reed Prairie du Chien second, third place Landon Miller of Mauston Nisita, and fourth place Ani Zaragoza of Arcadia. 113, Ethan Haiti was a champion for Richland Center. Nick Ursland of the Dells was second. Third place, Cody Perna of GET Melrose Mindoro. Fourth place, Porter Kossman of Prairie du Chien. At 120, Drake Gazda of Mauston Nisita was a champion. Logan Breska of Arcadia was second. Carter Jensen of Nakusa Assumption Port Edwards was third. Fourth place, Brody Banzi of GET Melrose Mindoro. Moving to 126, Sawyer Ostrom of Nakusa Assumption Port Edwards was a champion. Second place, Caleb Wiseman of Adams Friendship. Wisconsin Dells' Marty Platt was third, and Mason Hurd of Prairie du Chien was fourth. At 132, first place, Drake Ingham of Prairie du Chien. Jacob Bertling of Nakusa Assumption Port Edwards at second. Also, Jace Stetzer of GET Melrose Mindoro and Alex Sir of Mauston Nisita finished fourth. Moving to 138 pounds, Mason Baumgartner of Prairie du Chien was first, Bodie Wallner of Adams Friendship second, Gavin Tritz of Nakusa Assumption Port Edwards was third, Noah Radke, River Valley, finished fourth. Moving to 144, Drew Hurd of Prairie du Chien was a champion, Jackson Blacken of GET Melrose Mindoro was second, third place Mason Schulte of River Valley, and Mason Romanelli of Mauston Nisita finished fourth. At 150, Wyatt Knockreiner of the River Valley Blackhawks was a champion, Jackson Perkins, Prairie du Chien second, Landon Windsor, GET Melrose Mindoro was third, fourth place Aldoberto Ortiz of Arcadia. At 157, Bryce Lenzendorf, Prairie du Chien, was a champion. Gunnar Johnson of Gail Ettrick-Trempolo, Melrose Mindoro, second. Sam Ursland of Wisconsin Dells, third. Blaine Primer, Viroqua, finished fourth. At 165, Jeremiah Avery of Prairie du Chien was a champion. Wyatt Moses of Black River Falls, second. Braden Peterson of GET Melrose Mindoro, third. And the fourth place wrestler was Anthony DePetro of Viroqua. At 175, Espen Swears of Mauston Nisita was a champion. Ben Green of Berlin was second. Blake Brickle, River Valley, third. Mason Jelenic of Richland Center moves on to sectional with a fourth place finish. At 190, Hayden Gillen of Mauston Nisita is a champion. Runner-up Cole Brenninger of Richland Center, who also logged his 100th victory of his career on Saturday at the regional. Jacob Martin of Berlin was third. Sullivan King, Black River Falls, finished fourth. At 215, Blake Theory, Prairie du Chien, was a champion. Braden Lockington of GET Melrose Mindoro was second. Teague Perkins, Richland Center, was third. Jaron Hansen of Mauston Nisita finished fourth. And at 285, the champion was Cisco Jimenez of GET Melrose Mindoro. Jack Simmons, Prairie du Chien, was runner-up. Keanu Mafus of Black River Falls, third. And Braden Kleppe of Richland Center wrestled back for fourth place. That's how it went Saturday at the WI IAA Wrestling Regional, hosted by Richland Center High School. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thanks, Phil. Also, in another part of our area, WRCO's Bill Twining and Dave Wermond were on hand for regional wrestling. Here's Bill Twining with more.
High school wrestling stole the spotlight on Saturday as Super Regionals were held around southwestern Wisconsin. The Division III Super Regional was at Mineral Point High School, and Fenimore emerged as the team champion. Iowa Grant Highland was runner-up. Those two teams go on to the team sectional hosted by Fenimore on Tuesday night. They'll be joined there by Super Regional champion Aquinas from the Independence Regional, and a runner-up Royal One Ewok Center. In the first round on Tuesday, which will be held at 6 o'clock at Fenimore High School, Iowa Grand Highland takes on Aquinas, and Fenimore will meet Royal One Ewok Center. At the Mineral Point Super Regional on Saturday, Fenimore had 292.5 points and advanced 14 wrestlers, the entire team, onto the individual sectional on Saturday, also at Mineral Point High School. Iowa Grand Highland was a runner-up, 292.5 for Fenimore. Iowa Grand Highland with 268. They advanced 10 individuals on. Riverdale was in third place with 208.5 points and moved 8 wrestlers onto the sectional on Saturday. Host Mineral Point was fourth with 205, moving 7 individuals on. Then came Parkview Albany with 103 points. Ithaca Weston in sixth place, tied with Lancaster with 94. Pecatonica Argyle, 89.5, followed by North Crawford Seneca, DeSoto, River Ridge, Kickapoo LaFarge Youth Initiative, and Boscobel Wazika Steuben. Fenimore takes the team title, advances all 14 wrestlers. Iowa Grand Highland, the runner-up, moves 10 on to the sectional. Riverdale next with 8 qualifiers for the sectional. Mineral Point had 7, 4 each for Parkview, Albany, and Lancaster, 3 apiece for Ithaca Weston and Pecatonica Argyle, 2 from North Crawford Seneca, 1 from DeSoto. These teams did not have an individual qualifier for this weekend sectional. Boscobel Wazika Steuben, Kickapoo LaFarge Youth Initiative, and River Ridge. Here are the champions by weight class from the Mineral Point Super Regional on Saturday. At 106 pounds, it was junior Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle. Teammate Lucas Orloff of Peck Argyle won the 113-pound weight class. At 120, freshman Lakota Brewer of Riverdale is the regional champion. At 126, his teammate Brody Meese, a sophomore from Riverdale, takes the title. The 132-pound champ is sophomore Hunter Stevens of Iowa Grant Highland. Elliot Biba of Iowa Grant Highland took the 138-pound weight class. Ian Kraft of Fenimore is a titleist at 144. Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highland, the champ at 150. Kristen Stelt of Fenimore at 157. Mineral Point's lone champion was junior Cade Rule at 165 pounds. Riley Wanick of Riverdale returned from injury and took the title at 175. 190-pound champ is Wyatt Annan of Fenimore. Bodie Brockhoff of Iowa Grand Highland took the title at 215. And standing atop the podium at 285 was Evan Grotz of Fenimore. Fenimore with 4 individual champs. Iowa Grand Highland also with 4. Riverdale had 3. Pecatonica Argyle 2. And Mineral Point 1. Here's a look at our area teams and how they fared at the regional Saturday at Mineral Point. Riverdale advanced 8 onto the sectional, including 3 champions, Lakota Brewer at 120 pounds, Brody Meese at 126, and Riley Wanick at 175. 3 runners-up go on from Riverdale. They are senior Sean Duffy at 138, senior Caden Rennish at 190, and sophomore Grant Matthews at 285. Also, 2 fourth-place finishers advanced from Riverdale. They are sophomore Terry Sage and junior Chase McGuire. For Ithaca Weston, they have 3 sectional qualifiers, junior Ashton Bennett at 150 pounds, also junior Nolan Waldner at 157, and Mac Neef at 285, a junior placed 4th. Bennett and Waldner were each 3rd. In addition, Ithaca Weston had 3 wrestlers that finished 5th and would be called upon if necessary to fill a spot at the sectional. They are Ethan Stoll at 120 pounds, Logan Anderson at 165, and Caleb Bertram at 190. Boscobel Wazika Steuben has no sectional qualifiers, but did have 2 wrestlers place 5th, both sophomores Drew Sander and Job Wetter. For Kickapoo LaFarge Youth Initiative, unable to advance anyone on to the sectional, but however, seniors Colton Clark and Maverick McCauley wrestled their final matches for Kickapoo LaFarge Youth Initiative at the Mineral Point Super Regional. For North Crawford Seneca, a team that had just 6 wrestlers at the regional, 2 of them advanced, and 1 is on the precipice. As a runner-up, Jaron Grimslet at 106 pounds for North Crawford advances on to the sectional, as does senior Thomas Frosty, who took fourth place at 138. Sawyer Swiggum, a sophomore at 190, placed fifth just on the doorstep. Mineral Point, the host, had seven wrestlers qualify for the sectional. Champion Cade Rule, two runners-up in Elliot Kite and Rowan Carey, three third-place finishers, Mason Scullion, Jacob Dannenberg, and Matt Orrett, and one fourth-place showing from Mac Busser, a senior at 215. In addition, two wrestlers from Mineral Point placed fifth and need to be ready if called upon, Lennon Ewert at 106 and Quentin Kite at 138. And finally, from Iowa Grand Highland, the team that advanced 10 wrestlers onto the sectional, four as champions, Hunter Stevens, Elliot Biba, Tyson Imhoff, and Bodie Brockhoff. There were also three runners-up from Iowa Grand Highland, Brock Hinderman, Jackson Bussey, and Emerson Moen. Three wrestlers took fourth, Lucas Christensen, Gavin Hinderman, and Darren Loffenberg. And two others placed fifth and will be called upon if necessary, sophomore Jace Connor at 113 pounds and freshman Max Kelly at 126. Repeating, Fenimore wins the team championship. Iowa Grand Highland is the runner-up at Saturday's Division III Super Regional at Mineral Point. Those two teams advance and will compete at the team sectional Tuesday night at Fenimore. As far as individual qualifiers for next weekend's Mineral Point Division III sectional, Fenimore has 14, Iowa Grand Highland 10, Riverdale 8, Mineral Point 7, Parkview, Albany, and Lancaster 4 each, Ithaca Weston and Pecatonica Argyle 3 apiece, North Crawford Seneca 2, and DeSoto 1. Reporting for WRCO Sports and David Wermond, I'm Bill Twining.
Also, a quick couple notes here. Yesterday in WIAA tournament basketball, the Badger men fell. Rutgers defeated them 78-56. We will also have coverage today of the big football game between the 49ers and Kansas City Chiefs. And pregame time at 1 right here on WRCO FM 100.9. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center. Get ready to indulge in the flavors of Fat Tuesday at the Woods Bar and Grill in Lone Rock. Join them this Tuesday starting at 2 p.m. for a feast featuring jambalaya, shrimp creole, and blackened catfish with red beans and rice. Each dinner includes a hearty serving of gumbo and a delectable chocolate bread pudding with spiced rum sauce. For more information, check out their Facebook page or give them a call at 583-2625. Don't miss out on this delicious celebration.
When all things
My richest gain. Love deep.